This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Look at the history of viral diseases. It is generally vaccines that put the nail in the coffin.
That's the voice of Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, saying the approach to the coronavirus is similar to other infectious diseases.
These types. We are now mounting a major effort in which we're collaborating with industry and public-private partnerships to get vaccine trials that are developed that harmonize with each other. In other words, to have multiple trials in which we have common questions that are being asked, common laboratories that are being looked at, common data and safety monitoring board, and common primary, secondary, and tertiary endpoints.
Top U.S. public officials are testifying before a congressional panel this hour as parts of the country grapple with a surge in newly confirmed coronavirus cases and hospitalizations. Many states are in the process of loosening restrictions put in place to stop the spread of the virus. Americans overwhelmingly want clear standards on when police officers may use force and consequences for officers who do so excessively, according to a new poll that finds nearly all Americans favor at least some level of change to the nation's criminal justice system. The new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research also finds that there is strong support for penalizing officers who engage in racially biased policing. Americans are more likely now than 5 years ago to say that police violence against the public is a very serious problem and that officers who cause injury or death on the job are treated too leniently. The Dow in positive territory for most of the day today. At the moment, it is up 226 points. This is VOA News. Rayshard Brooks, the African-American man who was fatally shot by a white Atlanta police officer, will be remembered today at the church where Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. once preached. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The slain civil rights leader's daughter, Reverend Bernice King, plans to deliver remarks at Rayshard Brooks' funeral, along with a friend of his and his mother-in-law, according to a draft program. Reverend Raphael Warnick will deliver the eulogy. Actor and filmmaker Tyler Perry offered to pay for the service. Officials say Brooks was shot in the back by Officer Garrett Rolfe, who was fired and charged with murder. Police say the 27-year-old fell asleep in the Wendy's drive-through line, and when they tried to arrest him for drinking and driving, a scuffle took place. He took a taser, ran, and fired. I'm Julie Walker.
A Saudi official says the Hajj pilgrimage, which usually draws millions of Muslims from all over the world, will see far fewer this year. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Muslims hoping for a once-in-a-lifetime journey to Mecca to perform the Hajj will have to wait until next year after Saudi Arabia drastically curtailed the pilgrimage due to the coronavirus pandemic. The kingdom says the major religious event will only see at the most thousands of pilgrims, and no one over the age of 65 will be allowed to go. All pilgrims and those serving pilgrims this year will be quarantined both before and after the pilgrimage. The stringent measures aim to protect the lives and health of pilgrims. I'm Charles.
That's Charles De La Desma reporting. Globally, the number of deaths from COVID-19 is more than 471,000. The U.S. has the highest number of deaths at more than 120,000. Number of infections globally is above 9 million and more than 2.3 million in the U.S. Police in Washington forcefully pushed back a group of protesters late Monday who were trying to take down a statue of President Andrew Jackson in a park next to the White House. President Trump speaking to reporters this morning.
And I just want to thank law enforcement. They did a great job. We were working very closely with the White House Secret Service and some of our executives. It was really, they did a great job. They stopped the call. Numerous people are in jail and going to jail today.
The protesters in Lafayette Square had tied ropes around the statue so they could pull it off its pedestal. They were eventually driven out of the square by dozens of U.S. Park police officers using batons and pepper spray. Regrouping after a weekend rally that fell far short of attendance expectations, President Trump faces another test today of his ability to draw a crowd during a pandemic. He'll be visiting Arizona as he tries to remind voters of his key promises. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.